If I was the chairman, or the chair, because it might be a woman, of Audioboo, I'd be delivering a very clear message in my conversations with Rob Proctor, the CEO. I'd be saying to Rob, Rob, you've got to benchmark Audioboo against SoundCloud. You have to benchmark against SoundCloud across several dimensions. And the one I want to talk about in this particular Audioboo is the technical dimension. So if I was the chair of Audioboo, I'd be saying, Rob, the upload speed that people are having to cope with from a smartphone to the ear of another person on Audioboo is unacceptable. It's too slow. It's causing everybody to work around the Audioboo app. The Audioboo app, Rob, has to actually be at least as good, probably can't be any better, but has to be as good an experience as you get if you email up the piece of audio from the smartphone to the website. In other words, we have to get our tech team, or you have to get your tech team, Rob, to prioritize the development of the software which will get the uploads done at least as quickly as SoundCloud. Now, I'll hold my hands up and say that I personally haven't done the benchmarking against SoundCloud. But I would say this much, that I cannot believe that SoundCloud wouldn't be better than Audioboo from this angle. The Audioboo upload experience, if I record a direct message to somebody on Audioboo and upload it within the app to them, the length of time it'll take for it to upload, in certainly the Wi-Fi areas that I'm in Ireland, is ridiculous. It can't just be pure quality of Wi-Fi. It certainly isn't helped. But the reason I'm saying it can't be purely Wi-Fi is that I've had experiences in the last couple of days of it. Actually, the upload took 9 hours. Now, I don't for one minute think that the audio file was, you know, pressing itself against the door to the website continuously for 9 hours. I mean, the file size wasn't horrendous. I mean, it was an 8-minute piece of audio. You know, I'm no technician. I couldn't even tell you off the top of my head how many bytes size an 8-minute piece of audio is. But the main point I'm making, Rob, to you, is that it will destroy the technical side of... It will destroy the attractiveness entirely of Audioboo from the point of view of people using the app. Everyone is relatively pleased. I mean, they range from terribly pleased in some cases to very pleased, to at least pleased that they can listen to stuff that people get up via the app. They can take all the stuff off the app, as, for example, Rob, that guy McCulgan in Scotland does. He uses Downcast, downloads everything onto Downcast. I mean, it's that guy Omani in Cork. He's crazy. He does everything through the app. But, you know, the point is we have to deal with people who are as crazy as him, and we actually need to provide a service to those people. And if the service is so, is purely designed in order to test people's patience rather than to give them any pleasure, then that won't be good enough, Rob. So look, I'm giving you a job, man. I'm giving you the job of pulling your technical team, knocking them into shape. I mean, you after all have a leader of technical side, you know, in the company. You have to get that person to lead effectively. And I can tell you that benchmarking against SoundCloud is the way to go. I mean, look at what SoundCloud, people are now saying about SoundCloud, that Twitter might buy it. You know, I know we're about to have an IPO, Rob, and you're all in favor of that. In fact, it was perhaps even your idea. But look at the shape of what we're inviting people to buy into. Now, I think we're doing a great thing going for an IPO. People who buy, you know, provided we can pull it off, there's a tremendous opportunity. Rob, I have to keep you motivated, so I'm saying to you, there's a tremendous opportunity here for Audioboo to get, you know, big and strong and be different from SoundCloud. You know, we don't want to copy SoundCloud. And we'll have a bit less of this copying SoundCloud, Rob, because, in fact, I have to tell you now, I should have told you before this, that copying SoundCloud is not the way to go. You benchmark against them, but you don't copy them, because otherwise what's going to happen is other people are going to compare the two. You have to have a different character, Rob. That's what branding's all about. Now, look, you know, we need a strong brand built here. We do not want a brand that is a pale imitation of SoundCloud, right? SoundCloud have got big boys interested in them. They'll throw big money at it. We've only got small money, but we can still think very clearly, even though we haven't got loads of money. The problem is lack of clarity in the team. So I'm, you know, in my role as chair of the company, Rob, I'm giving you technical direction and I'm giving you basically leadership here on this. I need a better job done on the technical side. We won't talk about the other sides of the company, what you're doing in relation to recruiting staff, what you're doing in relation to partnering with other organizations, even what you're doing on the overall branding. We will leave all of that aside. But benchmark against SoundCloud, you know, and get that Omani guy to be really pleased with what he's getting, because he's like McColgan and like Pilgrim Chris, and look at Bernie Goldbach. These are all pretty strongly connected communicators, right? In fact, the complication, Rob, is we need to get the people, for example, that Bernie Goldbach is connected with, and we need to get Bernie motivated to do a job for us in communicating to all those other people that he knows how they could use Audioboo for their projects, for their family, for their business, for their causes. You know, we have to work on not the Audioboo community. I mean, we know there are not many of them, really. People who behave as if Audioboo were a community. We know that, Rob, and we know your primary goal is to, quite rightly, you know, leverage the company's strength in relation to the media partners. That's critical. I'm not deflecting you from that. But the key point is that certain people have connections, and those people's connections can be harnessed, Rob. Get those people working for you rather than, as some of them are inclined to do, Rob. I've listened to their audiobooks, right? Some of them are inclined to make smart remarks, right? I mean, everyone should have a joke about companies. I'm all in favor of that. But we want a little bit more out of, you know, look at that guy, VI Podcasting and Claire Randall. Look what they've done. They've made a skit. They made a skit, Rob. That is what we need. We need people making good skits, not bad skits, right? And, you know, we need, I mean, imagine the power of All One Word. I mean, imagine getting him working for us. Imagine if All One Word released a single word for Audioboo, you know, out of his, in his voice. I mean, we should be actually bringing All One Word in-house, Rob, and getting him to be, you know, why don't you, oh, look, Rob, I can't do your job for you. I mean, ideas like, you know, inviting a particular person from Audioboo to take over the Audioboo account on Audioboo for a week and message it out. I mean, that's been done, Rob. That is actually being done. There's several accounts in the world that hand over their Instagram, do it. Several accounts on Instagram, Rob, are basically handed over to users, so that they would actually, you know, be in charge of the images. South Africa has one. The entire South African tourism industry on Instagram are being driven by different people. not by one person. It's a deliberate strategy that they have. Rob, I think we need some qualitative thinking like that. But I'm not here to give you direction in relation to the way in which you should think, Rob. You're a very experienced man with all of your connections. You're listening all the time to people. You're driving the show. You're the CEO, after all. All I need you to do is to make sure that these people don't start, you know, giving out the wrong kind of message, right? We're already got enough troubles of our own trying to be successful. What we need is all the help we can possibly get, you know? And people like RJ Net, look what he tried to do last year on Audio Boo, right? Another, tried to set up another communication activity. These people have contacts. We don't even know who they are. I don't think we ever even asked them to tell us who they know. You should go delving into these people's Twitter contacts and these people's Facebook and their Google Plus contacts. See who they're connected with. In fact, if we could only get to their email list, now then we'd be seriously in quids in, you know. We need community built up, not for the sake of just everybody being happy clappy here, Rob, but for the sake of our reputation, growing it. Some of these people know media companies. Some of these people could connect us up with the right people in North America. I mean, I can tell you that Omani blog people person is working for a company called InHand Guides. Now, I can tell you, if you start digging into who Omani blog is connected with through InHand Guides, right? And InHand Guides have been sharing the audio boo that Omani blog made with their CEO. I mean, how many times? 60 or 70 times in the last year, right? Have a look at their Twitter contacts. See who they're dealing with in North America. We need to get into that North American market. There are people out there. I mean, look at Daylight Gambler. He's, you know, on the back of not getting paid a penny for it. Look what he's actually built up with his, you know, go for a walk in the countryside and record your journey. Right? I mean, that could be grown. You know, he might get bought, you know. Imagine if he gets bought by some big, you know, travel company like Blacks. Imagine Blacks buying Daylight Gambler's thing, right? Using it for the promotion of their brand, right? Think of that, Rob. Look here, Rob, this is all, you know, seriously to help you, right? I'm motivating you, right? I'm, you know, you've got a million ideas of your own and I want them all to flourish, Rob. But anyway, look, I just wanted to give you a little phone call, right? You know, I decided, well, look, I'll put it out on Audioboo as well. But, you know, it's been good chatting to you. I'm sorry we've only been able to record one half of the conversation, you know. I'm sorry we can only do that. I haven't quite mastered the knack of both sides, recording both sides of the conversation on Skype and putting them up on Audioboo. Very, very easy to do, by the way, Rob. You just have to use Feedburner with Skype. That'll record everything. You probably know more about this than I do, Rob. I just heard of people doing this. You can have two-way conversations on Skype, recorded, uploaded on Audioboo. You know, we can get, you know, anyway, look, don't forget, SoundCloud, benchmark against it. Cheers for now, Rob. Okay, bye.